and we shared Felix's scarf, wound once around each of our necks, connecting us, my hand in his pocket and his in mine. He was my twin, but not my double, so while he shared my flushed cheeks and bent nose, my red hair and pale complexion, my squinting blue eyes, fox-faced, our Aunt Ruth called us, he was taller, greater, somehow. I had to steady Felix on the ice, but he insisted on going out that night without his cane. It was one of his good nights. I still found him so ridiculous in his new mustache, so thin in his new overcoat. It was our 31st birthday. I said, "It was such a lovely party." Everywhere the shivering hush of a New York winter, the glimpses of high apartments, the shimmer of the frozen streets, the muted glow of restaurants late at night, pyramids of snow at corners hiding trash and coins and keys, the sound of our steps on the sidewalk. "I was thinking," he said, "after I die, I want you to have a birthday party where everyone comes dressed as me." Always thinking of a party. I remember him as bossy and self-righteously moral as a child, the kind who assigned himself as fire captain and forced the rest of the family through ridiculous drills. After our parents' death, however, and especially after he escaped our share